You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
So Fire and Emergency New Zealand is cutting costs by fitting cheaper tyres to fire trucks and reducing the number of specialist rescue equipment. So I talked to John Waldo, the Auckland Regional Secretary of the Firefighters Union, to find out what effects it could bring. I started by asking for further details of the cost cutting.
Well, what they've done is they've reduced the number of heavy aerial appliances based in Auckland from 20 years ago to 3. And of those 3, one is a relief unit that relieves between 2 stations in Auckland and 1 in Hamilton. So it can be away for quite a bit of time. That truck is 21 years old. The next one based at Parnell is 10 years old. And the one at Auckland City Central is 6 years old. And at this stage, there's no strategy or plan in place to replace these vehicles as they age.
What does these aerial appliances do?
This heavy aerial appliance has a working height of, say, 25 to 30 meters. In fact, the 3 trucks that I just referred to all have 30-meter working height. What they do is they provide a rescue capability for firefighters, for people who are trapped in high buildings, as well as an alternative means of escape for firefighters. So it's part of our safety. And probably what people would see them do, media more, would be pouring vast quantities of water from a height onto a large fire. They're an excellent tool to perform that task.
Apart from equipment cuts, the Firefighters Union also said something about tire problems. Can you explain that a little bit more?
Yeah, as the pumping appliances, this is where these tires have been fitted, as pumping appliances were coming out of their warranty period, and through normal wear and tear, they'd need their tires replaced. And the manufacturer would send the vehicle from the factory with tires rated for 130 kilometers per hour, and those tires were being replaced with tires only rated for 100 kilometers per hour. Now, our emergency response driving policy allows us to do 105 kilometers per hour. So, from our perspective, a tire that's with a maximum speed rating less than our response speed is not fit for purpose. So that's the issue that we had there.
How does this will affect firefighters on doing their job?
Well, reduced response time for a longer drive would be the one first thing with the tires. And the other thing is that, and we have an opinion from the police, and if a vehicle can be proven, if it's involved in an event, and if it can be determined, either through the electronics of the vehicle or from the measurements, that it was exceeding the speed rating of the tire, then the driver has no defense whatsoever. The driver is wholly liable. So, also, we're also looking out for the interests of our members in that regard by raising the issue with the employer with regards to the tires. For the aerials, not having enough aerials. Now, it's not something that you use every day, but it is there and available. But when you need it, there is nothing that can substitute it for it. It is the tool for the job. And by having a reduced number of them at a larger event, it reduces our effectiveness and potentially has a risk to the public as well as firefighters.
What do you want fire and emergency to do to rectify the problem?
We think that they need to implement a strategy for aerial replacement because these units are getting older. And unlike in the past where they were fairly straightforward, you push the lever, it moved hydraulic fluid, something happened. Everything's electronic now. And in the past, you could get 25 to 30 years service out of these types of vehicles. And now with all the electronics, that's getting quite cost prohibitive to maintain them for that length of time. And we would like to see an aerial strategy that looks at updating and replacing these units, as well as looking at is the level of resourcing adequate, because the population of Auckland has been going up year in, year out, as well as the number of buildings constructed has increased as well, and the resourcing of the fire service or fire and emergency has been cut back. On that can only go on for so long, and then there will be a crisis.
But if the fire and emergency don't do anything, will the union take any action?
Well, we don't control the purse strings on them, so all we can do is advise our members and try and raise public awareness and get some community support, so that maybe the community gets a voice and says that no, we think that we need to be resourced better.
Do you think the government or Auckland Council should get involved?
The Auckland Council, legislatively, they don't really have an interest in this. I guess they could have a voice, but being a national service, the fire and emergency is controlled out of Wellington. I mean, as an example, like the area commander in Auckland Central has no discretionary ability to be able to say, hey, I need another new aerial, so I'm going to go spend $1.3 million and buy one. He has to produce a business case and then sell it to other people in Wellington who make that determination, and that's not an easy sell for that level of management.
Their relationships with their girlfriends or their wife. No one, they shouldn't have more than one wife at a time.
That was Justin speaking to John Waldo, the Auckland Secretary of the Firefighters Union.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.